listening to a WGAR exclusive podcast.
First Heard with Mantell and Michelle.
Grady Sizemore is sitting down across the table from us and down here at spring training with the tribe. Grady, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
You have not shaved the head this year. Are you staying with the curly locks this year? Because these are the important things that people want to know, you know.
I haven't really made that my mind up quite yet.
We were talking to CeCe yesterday, and he said, I have to give my props to Grady. He is the video game king of the team. So apparently you are the undisputed champ.
I think Barfield would beg to differ on that one.
Ooh. Oh, yeah?
We got a new guy in town that's taking the
So what games do you play?
I play Madden. That's pretty much mostly what I play. A few basketball games here and there, but mostly Madden.
So do you take that on the road with you, obviously?
When you can, yeah, sometimes.
All right, Grady Sizemore, looking forward to another great year. What's it like to have a guy like Trot Nixon out in the outfield saying he sees a lot of Johnny Damon in you?
Well, you know, Trot's a great player, and he's going to help us out a lot here. I think you know, he's just got that leadership, you know, presence about him, and he's won some big games in the past, so it's gonna be fun playing next to him.
When people watch you play, the proverbial five tool players is what they call it. When you look at your own game, what do you want to work on? What do you want to get better at?
Well, nothing really in particular. I try to get better in all parts of my game. I think there's always room for improvement, you know, everywhere you look. So I think spring training is a time where you can come in and you can, you know, improve on whatever you need to do offensively. You can, you know, get better defensively just by, you know, working, you know, in practice and during the game. So, you know, just trying to, you know, get better on the base pass as well and just, you know, become more of a complete player.
You mentioned the base pass. We bring in Josh Barfield, a guy who could conceivably steal a whole lot of bases. We have some speed now. We're going to run more. Do you hope so?
Well, I think, you know, we got guys to do it. I think he's going to help us out, you know, like I said, on the base pass. And we got guys that can run a little bit now on the, you know, the top and the bottom of the order. So it's going to, you know, create some more opportunities for us offensively, yes.
When we talked to Josh, we were talking about working with Johnny Peralta on the double play combination, having a new second baseman. He's a new cutoff man. Is that a pretty standard thing throughout the game, or are there different things about him that you have to get used to out in center field?
Well, I don't really turn two, so it's not going to be... No, I think I think it's just, you know, anytime you have a new player, you're going to have to, there's going to be an adjustment period where you have to learn, you know, as far as you know, how they attack the ball, whether it's, you know, in the infield or in the outfield. So, you know, we got some new guys that you're going to have to play with in spring training and kind of get a little bit of a, you know, a mixture with.
Have you seen the new Grady Sizemore flying bobblehead for this year?
I saw a prototype. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the official
thumbs up, thumbs
product,
down.
But it looks good, I guess.
Have you seen the CC disco bobblehead?
Yeah, I saw that one too.
That's awesome.
That's very interesting.
He said he would like to have more gold chains on it, though.
I just like the dance floor.
Yeah, that's what he liked too.
And the platform shoes are just awesome. Well, Grady, it's good to catch up with you, and look forward to another great year out of you. And what's it like for your parents to have you now be the face of the Cleveland Indians? They just got to be proud.
I don't know. We don't really talk about it too much. I think, you know, nothing's really changed as far as, you know, the way our family, you know, goes about things. We still just, you know, take it pretty...
Keep that part normal.
Yeah, it's still, you know, we just kind of hang out and, you know, spend time with each other when we get a chance to.
That's good.
Do they have the Grady bobblehead on the mantle or anything?
No. Maybe, I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
They put it away when you come over to visit.
They probably take it down when I come. I don't want to look at it.
Is there any truth to the rumor that they're moving spring training to Arizona because that's where you have a place? I mean, because the Cavs are building, you know, a practice facility basically for LeBron. I thought maybe because you have the house out there, they're just moving it out there to make it easier for you.
I don't think I have that kind of pull with anything.
Grady, good to catch up with you. Thanks for spending some
Thanks,
time
Grady.
With us.
Thanks for having me.
Grady Sizemore with us at 99.5 WGAR. It's 8:16.